Hello, family member. How are you today? How was your week? It's finally Friday and you can relax from all the stress of the whole week, and I'm happy for that. If you're a consistent listener of the podcast, that is Friday in, Friday out, you check in on us. I'm just short of words right now because you make me so happy with all the love that you show me. Thank you so much. And you know now, you know the vibes. Pick a name. Let's go and cop that Capricorn factory. Like, fast. Let's not waste time. But then if you're new here, my name is Laura and I'm the host for this podcast. Thank you so much for deciding to join us. We're a family and you have just walked into a family meeting. You literally cannot stop now and you literally cannot miss the next meeting. So check on us every Friday. New episodes are released every Friday. I just want to say thank you for your responses on the last meal. It meant a lot to me, a whole lot, especially those people that, you know, gave me some really, really encouraging words. You know, I thought I was a motivational speaker here, but you shut me up. You shut the motivational side of me up. Thank you so much. But then if you haven't seen it, just check your mail. It's in there somewhere. Check spam, check junk, promotions, everywhere. Just literally ransack the email for it. It's there. And if you haven't subscribed, it's never too late to join our smaller circle of family meetings, or rather our bigger circle of family meetings. You can subscribe by going to your browser and typing everythingwavetogether.disha.page and clicking on the column that says subscribe to the Everything Wave family meetings. We have our family meetings on there every Monday, literally every blessed Monday. Matter what happens, we always have our meetings every Monday. My birthday is next week. Period. And I'm excited, as always. You know now, so don't even act surprised. You know I'll always be excited about it. Like, your girl is plus one. So it's just making me very, very happy. You know, I've calculated everything. There's going to be light on that day. I don't have to cook, wash plates, or do anything on that day. I'm literally the queen for the day. And then I hope that things go as planned. It's just really, really, I don't know, on me to do an episode that day. But then Wednesdays are my day for episodes. So I feel like I'll just document what happens. Then come and give you the gist as usual on Friday. Now, my current state of mind, I feel like I should just be feeding you in my current state of mind because I might be smiling, but you don't even know what's going on in my head. So my current state of mind is confused because I heard that schools are going to be reopening soon and I don't know if to be happy or not. To be frankly honest and sincere, I haven't been reading my books. And then every time I see them, they are just a constant reminder that you are still a student. You are still a student, no matter what you say. But then I'm trying to go back to start reading them now. It's never too late to start. It's just to like have that serious vibe again. It's not so easy. Now I have a question. Have you ever imagined what people will say of you when like you're no longer on this earth? Have you ever imagined it before? That's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to be talking about impact, legacy. You know, legacy is something that you can leave for people to remember you with. It can be maybe physical items, or it can be just the thoughts of you. You understand? And this episode was inspired by a lot of things. I really want to keep this episode short. I lied last week and I don't intend to lie this week. So this episode was inspired by a lot of things. The first has to be the song The Night by Avicii. I don't know if I got the pronunciation right, but we move. You know the song. And if you haven't heard it, I suggest you listen to it after or before this episode. After or before listening to me now. I don't care, but just listen to the song. I mean, it's a song that always puts me in the mood. It always makes me reflect and ask myself if I've lived the life that I really want to live. You know, it just gives me chills every time. And then the fact that Avicii is dead, I mean, it just has me asking if he really, really lived the life that he will remember. Especially the part of the song that said, he said, one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, These are the nights that never die, my father told me. And then it just really, really makes me ask myself, Laura, have you lived? Have you? It's not like by waking up every morning. It's just like, have you lived? Every night when I go to bed, I try to reflect, like, did I live today? Or did I just sail through the day as it is? P.S. Don't mind my voice. I know I'm sounding like Selena Audion right now. Don't mind my voice. So just focus on the lyrics. Like, I don't know. It just really, really gives me chills. I don't know. And then another thing that inspired this episode is something that happened in my area. I'm just going to give you the gist. So there's this neighbor of mine. No, I won't say neighbor. We don't stay in the same compound, but he stays up around my streets. And then he recently died. He's kind of advanced. He's kind of like an advanced man. He recently died. And I have to say this. I know it's very bad to speak evil of the dead. But then nobody, absolutely nobody had good things to say about him. It's not about doing giveaway. Nobody, it's not like anybody has to say, oh, this girl, she was so generous. She gave me a lot of things when she was alive. No. Nobody even had kind words to say. Oh, it's like they just, all of them just had bad stories about him, about how he coveted things that weren't his, about how he was always on the lookout for things that he could take, things that belong to other people, vulnerable people. And then it just really, really made me reason, Laura, what will people say about you? You know, the third thing that inspired this episode is late Ibiduni Ighodalo. May her soul rest in peace. I mean, I never knew her. I never heard about her when she was alive. And then when I heard that she was dead, it pained me. It didn't pain me that she was, it pained me that she was dead. But what pained me more was the fact that I didn't even get to know somebody. And then I was so marveled at how one person could have so much love to give to the whole world, literally. And then that was what really, really pained me about her passing. And no single person, it's not about the for the gram now, no single person had any bad thing to say about her. Everybody always had, like, there were things about how she was literally always checking for things that were wrong to make right. And it also made me reflect. So I have just been reflecting on this, and I decided to share it with you. You know, now I'm not going to tell you ways to create positive impact. I'm not going to tell you always make sure you offer a helping hand, always say thank you, always aspire to inspire, to perspire things. It comes from you as a person. You have to make the conscious effort. Like, sorry, I told you I have cough last week, so still the underlying cough. So you have to make the conscious effort. You have to ask yourself, you have to check for what you are doing wrong. And I feel like the only advice I can give you is to always make sure that no matter where you are, no matter what you do, you are always dishing out value. No matter. Like, you always, I'm not saying you should always keep tabs on your conversations, or like maybe stop being youthful and stop living your youthful life with youthful exuberance just because you want to make impact. No. I feel like you have to, first of all, ask God. Yes. Ask God, because he's the one that created you and he knows everything better than you. I feel like you have to, first of all, ask God to direct you in ways that you can leave your mark, you can leave your footprints on the sands of time. And you doesn't have to be looking, you don't have to go and look for something innovative to create and say, oh, I just created the, I don't know, what's it called? Anything. But then you just have to ask God. That's what I feel. And then secondly, you have to make sure you're giving out value. Whether in a little like, I don't know. Shall I just make sure? I don't know how to put this. I don't know if you can get what I'm saying. I'm not really one to pass things in the right way. But then try as much as possible to leave a good impact. I feel like I've just been going around the circles. But at least let people learn one or two things from you, from your life, from... Let people have good things to say about you. Just don't do bad. Don't take things down to yours. Don't bully people. Don't look down on people. This is a very touching topic for me. Very touchy. Very touchy, Laura. Spread the word. Very touchy topic for me. And I don't know how to relay this message across to you. But I hope that you get where I'm coming from. It's not like you have to now go to Google and search for ways to create positive impacts. Because they'll just tell you, be good to others, be kind to others. Yes. be nice to people that you come across. But then it doesn't mean you have to like go out of the way and be forcing yourself to do giveaway even when you have not even eaten that morning. No, it's not all about that. It's just ask God. I feel like God will direct you in the right way that you should go. God will tell you the right way that you should go. So if you haven't listened to The Nights by Avicii, listen to it. I suggest that you listen to it. It's everywhere. It's up for download everywhere, literally. So you don't have any excuse. If you haven't subscribed to the mailing list, everythingwave.disha.page is the place to go. Expect me on Monday with my mails. Sorry that I'm just clearing my throat. I just have this very, very bad cough. That's all I have to say. And if you want to wish me happy birthday, you can wish me anyways. If you don't have my number, which maybe you don't, why did I just add that part? You can reach me on Instagram at _BABOR or send a mail to everythingravepodcast@gmail.com. And you get a reply. If you want to send things to the birthday girl, simply send a mail. We discussed that one. Thank you so much for staying till the end. I lied once again. This episode wasn't short at all. Laura the liar. Thank you so much. And all the love. I wish you all the love in this earth and beyond. Why am I talking like an old woman? I guess all I'm just trying to say is thank you. And I hope that you come back next week for another family meeting. And please check your mails and please reply. I take responses to heart. I guess that's all. I love you. I guess I'm just trying to say that I love you so much. Bye.